views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Master's Chambers. We are getting better together, and we're always, always looking for the executive's perspective on business, whether it be corporate, nonprofits, or even entrepreneurs. Everyone has so much wisdom and talent to bring to the business world today. And that's what we're always looking for. And today with us, we have a guest, and I am so excited that she's here. She is just an amazing woman. When I was reading over her information, she is mentoring over 14,000 leaders from over 30 countries. Her training program, I thought this was really cool. Her training program is BUSY, Best Unique Strategies for You. That's pretty cool. I just loved it. I just wanted to get up and start dancing. BUSY. She is also a radio show host herself. She has 12 books, and she also manages two family businesses, a retail shop and also a restaurant. And I'll let her tell you more about that a little bit later. But she is here today, coming all the way from Minnesota. My guest today is Marnie Swedberg. So, Marnie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Connie, and hi, everybody. Great to be here.
It is so amazing to have you on the show today. And really, thank you for taking away from your busy schedule to be here, because you really do represent the true spirit of an entrepreneur.
Well, I can definitely relate to most entrepreneurs.
Well, I know, and I mean, every year I was looking at some of the statistics, which are pretty scary, that every year as many new entrepreneur shops that start, almost as many of those fall. Because, I mean, the statistics show us that 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs that start and fail within 18 months.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge risk to go into business for yourself. It's also, you know, it's also a huge risk to trust another person to take care of you as you work for them. But when you're out on your own, that risk just is exponential. I mean, you feel the pressure of that and you really want to get it right. But a lot of times it's the first time you've ever been doing this.
Yeah.
And so the chances of succeeding, you know, are much lower than going into an established situation.
It really is. And a lot of people become entrepreneurs for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, they may have lost a job or they just have a passion for doing something. But what I find a lot that they have a passion for, you know, for their widget that they sell or the service that they provide. But when it comes down to it, they're really poor at marketing. And they're really poor at letting people know what they're doing. And that's why the business ends up failing.
Right. And okay, so you mentioned I've written a lot of books. In fact, I had my 13th book came out today, which is so exciting.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And it's fun to be here. But all of the books are how-to. But if I could have written a book, I really love the book E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and he talks about this very thing, and I know you've probably talked about it many times on this show too, just how as a new entrepreneur you're really going to want to study E-Myth and understand why most businesses fail. And it's because you go into business, like you said, because you love doing something, right? But you don't recognize that there's all these other aspects to business, like finance and marketing and all these things that are going to just take you away from your passion. But yes, if you come in prepared for that and with the right mindset about that, it'll be okay. It's just when you come in not prepared for that, it can be shocking and really sad.
It's shocking. It's scary. Yeah. I mean, because it's the unknown. What is going to happen? And then too often people forget about, well, wait, what are my finances? What do they look like? How, you know, where is that going to be? How am I going to live? You know, there's a lot of those unknowns, and people jump into it without actually doing the training or preparing for that. But you do that. I mean, from what I see, you are helping people do that, becoming super achievers and preparing, because you work a lot with entrepreneurs and speakers and coaches, really people who have a service and not necessarily a physical product, a tangible product that they're selling to somebody. So how does that work?
Well, for sure, everybody has their own approach to this. And so there's, like, at the mentorship program, I'm not sure if that's what you were asking, how it works there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you overall, right. Your mentorship program. So how are you mentoring speakers and coaches and helping them grow their business?
Well, let's go back a step to how the success cycle works, because there's a little cycle, and it's like if you imagine a circle, and you're making progress towards your goal, whatever your goal is. And then there's a point in your circle where you hit a roadblock and you get stuck. Okay. So now what you're going to do is you're going to look all around, and you're going to spend a lot of time and energy and resources trying to get unstuck.
Right.
And then you get unstuck, and then on we go, and we're progressing, making progress again. And then you get stuck again. Right. So what the mentorship program really does is it allows you to get unstuck fast. That's really what I do with people, is I help them to identify where they're stuck and get unstuck fast. And so there's over 150 targeted stuck place modules that are available to the members that I've already done and compiled with experts to help you say, okay, I just, you know, whatever it is, whether, and then you go and you just identify where is the area of my business or life where I'm stuck. So if it's management, if it's marketing, if it's media, if it's writing, if it's speaking, if it's your family life, you know, work, family balance, all of that's there in the mentorship program. And so people come and go from this program at their own, just as their schedule allows. It's there for you 24 hours a day, any day you need it. So basically people go and grab a couple modules out, listen on the drive or listen as they work out, and then they move forward. And so that's really what I provide for people, is a way to get unstuck quickly.
Oh, okay. So you have a full library of online products where people can go in there and choose from. You said you have 150. So there's actually 150 places people can get stuck?
Oh, there's more than that. But a lot of them, what happens is if you identify, like for instance, okay, I'm stuck because I don't have enough time. Well, right. Then you have to, okay, so then you take the time management training. By the way, you can get that for free over at Marnie.com. If you just go to Marnie.com and on the main page click free stuff, there's a time management training there. What happens is, okay, now you know what you're using your time for and how you can adjust that. And now you go, you know, out of this whole thing, what I really need is help with my email, because I get, you know, 1,000 emails a day or even 200.
Right.
You know, I just get over. Well, then you go in and you take the email training, and in 1 hour, like feedback from some of the listeners, like on that training, that's in there. One listener wrote that, I don't remember if it was 1,600 emails that were in her inbox, and she was able to get it down to none, and now she keeps it at zero, which is where I keep mine. I keep mine at zero. When I go in, I clear it. Every single time I see it, I clear it. That doesn't mean I do everything right then, but there's a process for this. And so you can really maximize your minutes just by understanding where they're going and what specifically to do about it.
And that all falls in the time management as well. You know, when, you know, are you sitting there all day waiting for those emails to come in? Are you doing it at a certain time of day? It is really a process, but it's great to know that there's a resource like what you're providing the people, because some people just don't know how to manage all of those emails that they get every day, or manage their time, or finding enough resources. You know, that's the other thing too that so many people struggle with, is, you know, there's not enough resources, there's not enough time in the day to do everything.
Well, right. And that's really where you're, you know, your finances and your time, those are your two pretty limited commodities where you're going to have to say, there isn't time to do everything I want to do. There isn't time to do everything everybody else wants me, but there is time to do everything I need to do to make this work. And we just have to get there mentally. And then we're able to really appreciate what we've got and use it wisely.
And that's one of the messages that you share in your keynote speech, one of your keynote speeches.
Oh, I know. I love it. I always say, okay, when God strung together your 3 billion base pair of DNA.
That's right.
He did it in a particular way. So you are you. And now the thing is that there is time to do everything you've been placed on earth to do. There's nobody else like you. There's nobody right. else's schedule that's going to be like yours. Yours is going to be unique. And you need to just embrace the uniqueness of you and then say, no, if I'm here and if this is on my heart to do, there's time to do what I'm supposed to do.
And that's a great, great message. When I was listening to your program, that was really a great message for people to hear, that whatever it is that you're put here to do, that's what you have time to do. And don't stress yourself out over things that you just don't or don't have control over, because that happens to us all the time. And we get stuck, you know, trying to deal with stuff like that. Let it go. Just let that stuff go. Don't worry about it. Don't take it to heart. Don't really get so stressed over it. Because so often we could easily do that.
Yeah.
Today's program is about sharing the success principles of Olympians, presidents, and CEOs. I love that.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite topics too. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about your 5 keys to success. Because when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Marnie about how you can improve your results.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Welcome back, and joining me today is Marty Swidberg. And Marty, I understand that your name means joy or joyful.
It does. And what's really funny is that unbeknownst to my parents, when they named me Marty, my middle name is Joy. So my name actually is Joyful Joy, which is really funny.
That is funny. And they didn't even realize that that was what it meant. Well, we have Joyful Joy in the line with us today. Well, we were talking about before the break about your five keys to improving results. So let's really jump into that right now, and let's talk more about what those five keys are and how can somebody take those and immediately improve their success, their results. So what's your suggestions?
Are we talking about the ABCs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so what we have is we have A, B, C, D, E, and each one is an acronym so that you can understand what, like, super, I call them super achievers, like Olympians, presidents, CEOs, what these people do differently from the average Joe. Because by the time you reach that level of responsibility, right, and visibility, you're actually not living quite like the rest of people do. You're actually doing some things differently. And when we study these people, there were five things that came out very clearly. And so we're going to go through them: accept, batch, calculate, delegate or do, and evaluate. And so if you want to just take, we can go through each one of those and spend a little time on them.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, because I was really interested myself to hear more about that, because I'm a CEO of a company. I mean, I was CEO of organizations before, and I have to say, sometimes I felt different from other people, and people would ask me, what did you do to achieve your success? How did you get there? So it's always interesting to me to get a different perspective, even from other CEOs and what they've done, you know. And of course with Olympians, we could say, you know, they practice every day, but I say the same thing. I practice every day. I'm on the radio once a week, but I'm still practicing the rest of the week on what I'm doing and what I'm going to be talking about.
What's interesting is that these things that most super achievers do are not really obvious to them. They can't really tell you what they do different from you, except that they know that they work hard. They can tell you that. But then beyond that. So let's go ahead with just the A then. So the A stands for accept, just to accept that things are the way they are. And how you do that is two more A's, you assess everything and assign things of value. So like Gabby Lewis, or Douglas, who is an Olympic gold medalist, she would say, hard days are the best because that's where champions are made. So if you push through the hard days, you get through anything. So Gabby decided to accept the reality that there were going to be really hard days.
And there are definitely
really hard days. Yeah, really tough days. And she decided to assess the necessity of having hard days. Yep, she needed them. And then she decided to assign them value. And what the value that she assigned to hard days was that these are the days that make an Olympian. So whenever she would hit a hard day, she would have this new definition that isn't the normal definition, right? Because most of us say, I don't want it to be hard. I want it to be easy. I want it to be fun. I mean, that's why I'm doing this, is so that I can enjoy my life.
Well, yes, and entrepreneurs, a lot of them do go into this because they could do their own thing on their own time, enjoy their life. But a lot of them don't realize it still takes hard work, and you are going to have those hard days.
Absolutely, and even hard seasons, you know.
Yes.
And then another way, when you think about, okay, you're going to assess everything, and then you're going to assign it value. This is how you're going to accept what needs to be done. So let's just say that you are going to, whatever you're doing is 45 minutes from where you live. So every day you need to do this 45-minute commute. Well, there's a lot of people doing a 45-minute commute that are just frustrated the whole time. They really are irritated by the lights, irritated by the traffic, irritated by the other drivers, irritated by the weather, whatever. Irritated, irritated, irritated. And then there are the drivers who decide to use that time to either learn something new by listening to training programs or podcasts. There are people who use that for relationships. They have every day of the week a different family member that they call, and that's what they're doing with their 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of ways to look at the same thing as everybody else is looking at, assign it a different value, and then accept that this is part of your life, that this is one of the things that you get to do as part of who you are and the responsibilities you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a word that's come out in the past few years called reframe, and I love that word. Because the reality is that as an entrepreneur or as a human being, there are going to be things that you cannot get out of doing. You have to do these things. And so you can either be miserable or you can reframe it and you can assign it a new value and it can become something that's really enjoyable for you.
That's really an interesting, really interesting way to put it. So what is the batch? So the B. So what is the batch?
Okay, so the batch, and we can come back to these if we have time, too. There's so much more in each of these, so we can come back if we have time. So batch, let's talk about a hospital. So first of all, when you go into a hospital, in the emergency room, they're going to triage you, and they're going to decide where you go. You know, if it's really critical, you go to the front of the line, and everybody else who has less critical things waits, okay? So they're batching the critical ones together, the not so critical, the ones that there's really nothing they can do for anyway. You know, I mean, they have to make all these really hard decisions in an emergency room. And those are really hard decisions. But people who have made it to the super achiever level, they make hard decisions too. They make really hard decisions. And they decide to batch things. And they say, you know, this group of emails or this group of projects or this group of people or whatever, this has to go down on the list because this other thing has to come higher on the list.
Right.
So first we batch the life items together. And then once you've done that, you have the opportunity to actually tackle certain things at certain times. So for example, we mentioned earlier the email example. It's such a great example because a lot of people have their emails set so that it pings every time an email comes in.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Super achievers do not do that. And for the most part, really, I don't know anybody that does. That's a super achiever because they would go crazy. So what they do is they batch them. They have different settings so that it doesn't even show up in their inbox, for one thing. And then when they're ready to deal with a certain thing, they open that particular file. They deal with that all at once.
Right.
And I call it putting on different hats. Okay, so like for me, Connie, we have a restaurant, we have a separate retail store, and then I've got this online mentorship thing, plus I host my own radio show and I write books and all this stuff. Okay, so what happens to me is that if I try to do everything all day long, I get very little done. But if I can quadrant off the restaurant work and do that at a certain time, guess what? In 1 or 2 hours, I can get through what I need to do there for the day, and I can move on to the next. If that hits
I do
me
that.
Every 15 or 10 minutes, absolutely.
I do that with my calendar, and I guess I was been batching and not realizing it.
You've been batching.
I've been batching. I mean, I would even go into the gym. It's on my calendar, and I know that's what I'm doing. Mondays, I batch. It's radio day. I don't deal with anything else because I'm preparing for the radio show. So, hey, I've been a batcher, and I didn't even know it.
Right. And what you find is like, okay, when we first bought our restaurant, oh my goodness, I was so overwhelmed. Of course, I had never even worked in a restaurant. And so then we bought a restaurant, I was managing it, and I just had to figure this all out. And so I would just work all day long. I'd come home, I'd pay the bills, I'd go to bed, I'd get up the next day, I'd do it all again until, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, pay the bills, go to bed, get up the next day, do it again. And after a while, I thought, you know, this paying the bills every night is really getting old. I wonder if I could pay them once a week. So I dashed it down to once a week, and you know what? That was fine. Well, now, of course, with all the technology, we have the ability to do it, you know, almost all automatically.
Right, right.
There's so many ways that we can reduce the stress, and that's always my heart for leaders, because their lives are stressful. There is no way to get out from under stress when you're a leader. So what you want to do is you want to de-stress everywhere you can. You want to reduce and eliminate stress everywhere you can, and batching is huge.
That is huge. And again, because, and just speaking for me, because I have so many projects going on, I have another book, I have speaking again, I have the radio show, and there's a number of boards that I'm the chairman of the board that I'm responsible for. And I just tell everybody, this is the day that I'm working on this project. This is the time I'm working on this project. And I have to do that to give myself peace of mind. Otherwise, because if I don't, I start driving myself crazy, and my assistant, I drive her crazy too, because there's all of these things happening that need to be done. And of course, everything has deadlines. But I find that if I group that together or batch them using your ABCs, then it goes much smoother. And so A is for assess and assign value. B is for batch. We still have C, D, and E to go. But let's talk about that after we come back from break in a few minutes. So everyone stay tuned, because with us is Marnie Joyful Joy, because she'll be back with us right after the break.
The transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're here speaking with Marnie Joyful Joy about the keys to finding your success. But Marnie, before we go any further, why don't you let our listeners know how they can reach out to you?
Well, the best way is over at Marnie.com, and the name is Marnie.com. And over there, you can just access everything that I do. And I always encourage people to start with the free stuff and then go to the top and just pick the life zone where you're feeling stuck or the most pain today, because actually life is kind of in a cycle, and what happens is, like, when you get a toothache, your whole life hurts, your whole body hurts.
Yeah.
But if you can just fix that toothache, all of a sudden life isn't so bad. It's okay. So what I try to do is tell people to get unstuck as quick as possible. And so if you just go with your heart, you know, what's the category that you're interested in, and just go look around there, and there's just so much great stuff. And people can either, you know, access the things one by one or just as a part of the mentorship club that's very inexpensive. And so I just make it really affordable for everybody and easy to get in and get started.
Great, great. So go there to Marnie.com, M-A-R-N-I-E.com. She's got a lot of free stuff for you. Head on over there. And again, try it before you buy it. So Marnie, we did A, assess and assign value, B, batch, which I know I find so powerful for me that I just have to do that all the time. So now we're up to C. So why don't you take us through C?
C is to calculate. And I encourage people to calculate really anything that's not obvious. So, for example, obvious would be, it takes me 20 minutes in the morning to get ready. Okay, or however long it takes you. That's pretty obvious. You've been doing that for a lot of years. You know how long it takes to get ready in the morning. But maybe you don't know how to decide which project to do, or which marketing plan to use, which thing that you should place your focus on today. Maybe you can't figure that out. Maybe there's things that look about of equal value to you and you don't know how. And so there's just a little calculator that I'm going to give you right now, and it's part of the free stuff at Marnie.com, but it's just called the prioritization calculator. And it's just three words. It's result divided by investment equals priority. So results divided by investment equals priority. And once you become clear about this, that you can actually identify what are the most valuable things for you to do, you'll find it very easy to put the less valuable things lower on the list and the more valuable things at the top. And all you need to do is just identify how you're going to assign value to them. So it's back to assess and assign value. So maybe for you, relationships are of the greatest value. Okay, well, that's going to be part of your calculation then. Maybe for you, dollars or time or whatever. So you're going to do this yourself from your own perspective, but it's always the same calculation. Results divided by investment equals priority.
Okay. It's really interesting to really look at it that way and to help people then calculate where should they, what's the priority? Where should they really be spending their time? So that's really interesting. How about the next one then, D?
Oh, okay. And we can come back to if we have time and talk more about calculating. Management tool. Yeah. So D is delegate or do. And I love this one. And I always just do a little humor with this one because I've got this cartoon and it's of Gilbert and he's going down the middle of the road, painting lines on the road. And somebody says, you just got to delegate some authority. You know, it's like at some point there are things that other people can do for you that you do not have to do for yourself. And when I work with entrepreneurs, the number one resistance to that is that it won't get done the way I want. And the number two resistance is I can't afford it.
And yeah, so, I hear I can't afford it a lot. So what's your suggestion for that?
Well, the reality is that you can afford it, and I want to prove it to you in the next few seconds. So can I give you a couple examples of how you already do afford delegation?
Please do.
Okay. So, Connie, do you personally grow all of your own fruits and vegetables and grow your own beef or your cows and your own chickens in the backyard? Do you currently do that?
No.
No. So who do you delegate those
responsibilities? I don't think I could bring them to Los Angeles.
You might get legally do it. So who do you delegate that responsibility to?
The growers, the farmers.
And do you go out to the farm and get it yourself?
No, I go to the supermarket. I go to the farmer's market.
Okay. Right, there you go. So you have some markets, and you actually delegate that responsibility to the market, and you pay them premium money to do that for you, right?
That's right.
Can you afford it?
Yes, because I need it.
You have to, right? Okay.
I need it, yes.
Because you've assigned it the value of if I don't have food, I starve or whatever, then you've assigned a value and now you accept that you have to delegate that in order to make this happen and so you're willing to pay.
That's right.
Okay, same thing. Okay, so let's talk about your mail. When you want to send someone a package or a letter, do you actually drive across country and deliver it yourself?
No, I go to the post office up the street. Let them do it.
You do a little delegation there, right? And I just mailed a package to Africa a couple weeks ago, and it's like $75 for this little package. And I rolled my eyes, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's gotten so expensive. But, you know, compared to me taking it to Africa, it was a real deal.
Yeah, that
so
is,
what
that
we have, well. Yeah, what we have is we have to go back again to assessing and assigning value, because there are some things in your life that you should not be doing. If you're an entrepreneur and you don't have time to, okay, so we've calculated now, right? And we know what's of the highest priority, but you look at your calendar and you go, but I don't have any time to do that.
Right.
Well, you have got to delegate now, and you've got to say, okay, I already know how much this is going to bring in as far as money. I know that if I do this action, if I take this time, it's going to turn around into this much money. But in order to do that, you're going to have to make the investment of delegating some of your other responsibilities. And I always encourage leaders to look at all of their responsibilities and make two lists. The lists above the line are the things that really only you should do, because they're either creative in nature or they are directional in nature. And then there's everything under the line that other people could do for you. Really, other people could be trained and they could do it for you. And it just takes the willingness to say, it is what needs to happen. It's what I'm committed to do. I am going to do this.
Hey, I don't want to clean my house. Somebody else is delegated to do that one, too.
You know what? Honestly, most Olympians, presidents, and CEOs do not clean their own house.
I want a clean house, But trust me, it's delegated to somebody else. I know we're going to jump to eat, but I really want to go back to calculate and spend a little bit more time on that, because I think calculate, that's really all about time management as well.
It is. That's a huge part of your calculation.
Yeah.
And again, I sound like a broken record, but at Marnie.com in the free stuff, there is my time management tool. And Connie, it's so weird, but what I use and what I train is just a simple Excel form. It's just a, the Microsoft Excel. It's very simple. It's shareable if you need to share it with Excel, Google Docs, or whatever.
People need to be reminded.
What's that?
But people really need to be reminded and not make their life so crazy. I mean, they could really simplify it by using, and the method that you use is brilliant in helping people understand that.
It's very simple, and I give you the template there, and it already has the auto calculations in the template. So what you do is you just write down in the item column, you just write down what you need to get done today, and then you assign it an ETA, an estimated time of attainment. How long do you think this might take you today? And this was that part is a little bit of a learning process. I was really good at it, and then we bought our retail store. And everything that I did at a retail, because it was new again, everything we did took three times as long as I thought. So if I thought a project would take 6 hours, it took 18 hours.
Well, and you were still trying, and you were still figuring things out, too.
Exactly. So don't beat yourself up if you get the ETAs wrong. Just start, and you'll get a good feel for it after a while. But what you do then is you can say on the left-hand side, you can say how much, how many minutes it's going to take. And then on the left-hand side, say if there's a time due. Like, for instance, my interview with you was at a specific set of time, a specific minute. So I get real particular. And then it helps you judge. Can we talk a little bit more about this? Because I just love to finish explaining it.
Okay. Well, why don't we come back to this in a couple of minutes, because we do need to go to break right now, Marnie. But I want everybody to know that Marnie is giving away a free time management online seminar. And you can get that at Marnie.com. And also, you could find there the Master Planning Excel. And again, all available free. Go to Marnie.com under free stuff. If you have any questions, call in right now at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned, because we're coming back for the lightning round.
We've already said
the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You're listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm Connie Fife, and joining me today is Marnice Woodberg. So before we get into our lightning round, we had a really good conversation going with Marnie right before the break, talking about her ABCs of creating your strategies around business success. So I want to just jump back there for a few minutes, Marnie, and learn more about, I know we're talking about, again, the ABCs, and we still had another letter to go there, to D. So if you can tell us more, really take us into exactly how people can learn from this and excel in their business.
Well, what I wanted to talk just a few more moments about was about the time management tool. And the reason is because I always have said that, you know, when it's in your head, you have a million things to do. But when you write it down, it's only 122. And still, 122 is too many to do. But what happens is with this particular time management tool that I give away free at Marnie.com, you can actually just input all the things that you think you are supposed to be doing today. Yes, the estimated time of attainment, how long it's going to take. And it totals it for you. And it says, okay, so you have entered now 37 hours of work. Okay, now we go back and we say, okay, let's assess and assign value to these. Let's prioritize them. So it has a category, a column called priority. And now you go, okay, this one has to be done today. Well, this one really doesn't have to be done for 2 weeks. I mean, that's not right now. And you can actually prioritize until you get down to however many hours you have available today to work at project.
Okay.
And you can actually get really, really efficient. Now, one of the things we talked about earlier was the batching. Once you know what you're going to do today, you can actually turn your phone off or turn your chimes off or put a note on your door or put a, you know, a sign on your cubicle or whatever and say, unavailable until, and put 15 minutes or however long you're estimating.
That's so funny because I do that. I put a note on my door. I say, keep out. I just say, keep out. And I will shut my phone off. I'll unplug. And I was like, okay, I have work I have to do, whether, you know, it's writing or something. I'll just unplug and I'll just disconnect everything.
Absolutely. Fast Company did a survey and report, and they said that it takes 11 minutes to refocus once you're interrupted in an office setting. So when you chunk out times and say, this is when I'm going to get this done, then I'm going to come up for air, then I'm going to get this done, then I'm going to come up for air. You know, it just makes a huge difference in your life. And so, you know, the C was to calculate, the D was to delegate or do it yourself. And we talked about that. And then the E, that stands for evaluate. And this is the bookend. So the fun part is the A, the assessing and assigning value. And the E is the evaluation. And if you only do the A and you never do the E, what's going to happen is you're going to keep doing the same things over and over because that's
right.
How you've always done it. And really, if you continually bring around that E again, where you evaluate, is this really the best way to do this? Is this really the only way to do this? Is there a better way to do this? It's going to change everything.
Yes, yes. That's great, great, great advice. Well, our clock is ticking. We're not going to have too much time left. So let's jump into the lightning round because this is always fun with our guest. So what I'm going to do is ask you 10 questions and you could answer or pass, but it's just to help our audience learn more about you. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All righty. So let's go. What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, my goodness. I don't really watch TV. I would have to say, is CSI a TV show or is that just a Netflix show?
we'll take
watch
it.
Watch CSI on Netflix. Okay, CSI.
All right, we'll take it. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, this ages me so badly, Connie. Barry Manilow for sure.
Wow. I know I haven't heard that name in a long time. Okay, both ourselves, right? All right.
Well, now you've made me feel really old.
Sorry. What is your hidden talent? What is that hobby? That secret hobby that we want to know about?
I suppose people are most surprised that I'm a sunset chaser. So if I see a great sunset, I will drive or go to where I can get a good picture of it. And I even wrote a song about sunsets, and so maybe that's it.
Oh, wow. How cool. Well, what's your favorite business book?
Probably 4-Hour Work Week. I wish I had written that.
Yeah, that is a good one. That is a good one. How about who was your most influential person?
There's so many. I'd have to say my dad. He was awesome and is just a great. In fact, the neighborhood kids called him Mr. Good Guy. That's how awesome his daddy was.
Nice. Well, he named you Joyful. What is your worst habit?
Worst habit? Ooh. I suppose I still drink too much
pop. Okay. What about your favorite success quote?
The one that's coming to mind is my own, but I always say that it's time to do everything God created us to do. I love that, and that's what I teach, so I definitely go with that one.
No, we'll go with that one. How about who's your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going every day?
Well, this might be a little politically incorrect, but it's just the truth. God is the one that keeps me going every day. He's just always with me and always cheering me on. So I guess that's...
Well, not politically incorrect. And could you imagine living your life any other way?
I really can't.
Well, good.
I really just love it the way it is. Yeah.
Good, good. Well, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I think to relax a little bit. I remember when we bought our restaurant and I'd be so intense with people. And my son, who was a teenager at that time working for us, he'd say, "You care too much, Mom. That's the problem is you care too much." And I loved how he worded it, but what he meant is relax a little bit.
Yeah, let it go, Mom. Yeah, I've been accused of that. I said, if I worked in McDonald's, I would worry too much that I would be giving people the right change. Well, Marty,
right.
Our shows...
I mean, there's no things we can do wrong.
I know. But our show's almost over. You've been a wonderful, wonderful gift. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And if you're listening, you can find Marnie at marnie.com, and she has a lot of free stuff out there for you. So make sure you check it out. Head on over there. And again, it's, you know, try it before you buy it. So thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next week,
Thank you. Here
in Master's Chambers, is Chris Taylor, founder and CEO of Actionable Books. Your comments are always welcome. Please send me an email. Send them off to teamfife@connie5speaks.com for more information and tips on how you could transform from being a manager into a leader and creating organizational happiness. You can head on over to my website at connie5speaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.